So here we are then. It's Mike and Riley walking around the Riverside Festival on the Sunday.
Lovely weather though, isn't it? Lovely weather. Absolutely beautiful day out. Bring all your family, bring all your friends, get down to Riverside Festival.
Now officially it doesn't really start today till about 12 midday, but we're here just before 12 and it's already quite busy. So we're just walking down, I think this is Western Boulevard, and there are a number of different food choices here, including authentic Italian pizza. There's a paneer store as well. It all smells really nice. Now, unfortunately...
The
donut place does look very nice there, and that's quite reasonably priced as well. The only trouble is, of course, I've already eaten today, so I shan't be eating again, which is a good way of saving £5 or £10.
Yeah.
Eat before you come out. No, seriously, come down here, support the local vendors. There's fudge here.
Support the local charities as well. The fire service are down here, the sea cadets are down here, and there's, again, just loads of great stalls.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. There's some dolls you can buy here as well. Various prices. Also, there's a portrait painter as well here. And we've got loads of stalls, loads of people out here. You can buy a ceramic coaster, £6 each, 2 for £10. It's an absolute bargain. What else have we got here? Bonsai trees. Buy a bonsai tree. Not quite sure what you do with a bonsai tree other than look at it and say, that's a nice tree. I suppose you could do that, couldn't you? A number of the stores take contactless payments as well as cash, which is always good. Always got a problem with not accepting cash. Okay. The photographer's following me as well, taking lots of pictures. That's Riley, of course. You can buy a mug as well. There's an iridescent jewellery store as well. Beautiful inlaid seashell jewellery as well. Also, we have some paintings as well, some neon paintings. They're very pretty. It doesn't come across great on the radio. You'll have to take my word for it. Beautiful paintings.
Yeah.
Some dresses too. You can buy a dress. Might buy myself one later.
You look nice in a dress. You look really good in a dress.
Oh, I already do.
It goes really nice with your figure.
Thank you very much. if you believe that, you believe anything. What else have we got here? Sand art. You can buy sand art. Fantastic. If you want to buy sand art, come down to the Riverside Festival, buy sand art. Always nice, a bit of sand art. There's some... Blimey, Riley's just been bitten by a dog. Yes, Riley from Sore Sound tried to pet the dog. The dog did not particularly enjoy being petted. And I'm just going to walk away here. I don't want to be at the scene of a major wildlife incident. It's like a not very impressive version of Jurassic Park watching Riley get attacked by a dog. Some Alice in Wonderland stuff here, a picture of Darth Vader, a picture of Shooty Gatwa as Doctor Who. There's bags you can buy down here as well. Very nice, very pretty. Just continuing our stroll along one of the boulevards here before it gets absolutely rammed with crowds. There's actually quite a lot of people here already today. It's very nice. Lots of stalls as far as the eye can see. It's a bit of a silly phrase. It depends how good your eyesight is, doesn't it? But as far as I can see anyway, my long vision is quite good. These go on forever, these stalls. And we have... they're quite pretty, aren't they? Bracelets and scrunchies and claw clips and things. Books. Candle room spray. Incense. Biscuit, oh blimey. I've just seen chocolate sprinkle mallow kebab and crunchy waffle. Wow, don't think I better have one of those. Already struggling with the waistline.
How would you go about making one?
They do smell nice.
Gosh, the process of making one.
Hang on, the process of making a candle. Tell us about the process of making a candle.
So you need to get the correct jar, and then you've got other elements, such as your wick holder, You would melt your wax down dependent, so we use coconut and rapeseed wax, which you roughly melt down at about 75 degrees. Let that cool for about a minute, add your fragrance oil, so we put about 10-15% in our each of our candles, and then you would pour about half, let it settle for a little bit, then pour half again, and then yeah, let it settle, cut the wick down and kind of blast it with a heat gun and make sure it's all perfect, ready to go.
That's quite an elaborate process, much easier just to buy them.
Well, it is, yes. So I can do all that in the background, and you can buy a lovely candle for somebody or for yourself.
How much are you selling them for?
So our candles today are all priced at £19, and they are all handmade with love.
And they smell lovely.
Thank you very much.
And I'm quite glad there's an unlit, because my coat is just dangled on top of an unlit candle. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Saw Sound here at the Riverside Festival. Just walking around, seeing what we can see here. Delicious handmade cookies and cakes. That's certainly something I want to avoid. However nice they look, and they're quite reasonably priced, they look unbelievably fatty, which is probably a good idea to avoid, particularly at my time of life. These hot dogs, my goodness me, everything's here today. It really is, absolutely everything. Let's just carry on down here. There's perfume. You can buy perfume. Sweet. A tropical slush stall. That's quite optimistic today. So we're currently in the Castle Gardens bit of Riverside Festival. This is the quieter end usually, with the beautiful Castle Gardens, and obviously Leicester Castle looking across the gardens as well. We've got Caribbean food offer down here as well. I've just spoke to the Leicester Wildlife Trust, who say they have a policy of no publicity. I thought that doesn't work out very well for radio interviews, does it? But anyway, no doubt they do a lot of good work. Pix Organic Farmer here with their homemade sausages and burgers direct from the farm. Indian and Indo-Chinese cuisine. Yeah, there's no shortage of food options here at all. Plenty of chances to loosen your wallet and loosen your waistline at the same time. All sorts of things going on down here then in the Castle Gardens bit of the Leicester Riverside Festival 2025. Just opened at 12 o'clock this bit. We arrived just before 12 and the gates were locked. They are now open. Saw Sound here at the Riverside Festival in Leicester, and our good friends the Curve are here as well. Hooray! Whee! Thank you. Lisa has volunteered to speak to us about all the great stuff they're doing at the Curve at the moment.
Hello, yes, we've got lots of fun shows coming up. We're here today promoting our Made at Curve Christmas show, The Sound of Music. We've also got drama, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And we've also got a performance of brand new musical Indigo on the main stage at 12:40 today, so don't miss that. And yeah, lots of good stuff coming up.
I have to say, The Sound of Music is one of my favourite musicals of all time. I trust it'll be a fairly traditional version with the usual songs.
It will, absolutely. It's directed by our very own Nikolai. It's going to be really exciting, very heartwarming, everything your family wants at Christmas.
Oh, naturally. And can you tell us a bit about the Indigo one as well, please?
Yes, so Indigo is a brand new musical having its UK premiere here in Leicester later this month. It's about three generations of women and they're coming together after a long time apart. It's very heartwarming, funny, brilliant music. Don't miss it.
I always love the phrase heartwarming.
Absolutely, yeah, it's just really uplifting, a real good one.
Thank you very much for talking to us today, and best of luck with the season at the Curve. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's have a big cheer. Woo! Thank you. So what's your name and who do you work for?
Hello, hi, I'm Jana. I'm working with the Canal River Trust in the East Midlands here in Leicester.
And you look after all the canals?
Pretty much, yes. We are maintaining around 200 miles of canal inland waterways network across the region.
And when you say maintaining, what does that involve?
That mainly involves to keep our waterways open and alive to be used for obviously boating. So that has a lot to do with repairing towpaths, repairing locks, dredging, anything which comes with maintaining a 200-year-old infrastructure, which actually was built by the Victorians.
Does sound rather expensive. Where do you get your money from?
Well, yes, it is extremely expensive, as you can imagine. So we get our money from various sources. We do have a government grant, which we are getting paid for maintaining the waterways, but this is reduced every year. So we are relying more and more now on the support from the public, the people who are using our towpaths and our waterways for their leisure activities to support us here at the Kadan River Trust and our charitable work.
And that's one way of doing it, but can you also volunteer to join the Trust?
Absolutely. We have thousands of people who help us with litter picking, maintaining the locks, going out there and just making sure everything is nice and safe. So yes, you can always volunteer with us. You can also volunteer on one of our locks and become one of our volunteer lock keepers. So yes, loads of different ways to get involved.
Thank you very much for talking to us today and the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've just gone to the other end of the festival now. I don't know if you know this particular part of Leicester, but the other end of the boulevard, the quiet end, basically the crowds haven't quite got this far yet. It's the area that you wouldn't normally start with. This is predominantly about street food again. There's some there that says bamboo street food that serves Lebanese, shawarma kebab and coconut tandoori and other foods. Sounds very nice, doesn't it? And also a Bangod food and events tent as well, with lots of tempting looking foods in warmers. What do we have here then? Coleslaw, gravy, all sorts of lovely things. There's a hog roast. Can't go wrong with a hog roast, can you? Indo-Chinese cuisine. And last but not least, the one that's particularly caught my eye, a store that simply says giant sausages. Yeah, you can come along and get giant sausages. How can you resist a giant sausage? It's all here at the Riverside Festival in Leicester. It finishes today. Hello, how are you doing? What's your name and who do you work with?
So I'm Rebecca Harvey-Hobbs and my organisation is Mission Magpie. Our main aim is to stop things from going to landfill and to provide access to arts and cheaper bits and bobs so that people have got a way of making for themselves.
So you've got some trinkets here, some jewellery. Is this ex-landfill stuff?
So what we do is we get things from, people bring us bits in, businesses give us things, so some of it might have been businesses that have like decided that they're not going to do that anymore and then they give us the bits, or it could be ends of lines from factories. So we have things from boutiques and from high street shops, but also things like that somebody's family member could have been a real crafter and then they decide that they've got to get rid of what they've got at home and then they bring it in and then we can sort it. We use that stuff to create their free displays and activities, and then what we can't use or what's better to sell, we put into the shop.
So all this stuff down here today is bespoke, really. It's unique.
It is, because it's giving stuff another chance of life. Because we have a hub at the community centre, at the community hub in Haymarket, and we even do things like if you've got broken jewellery, we break it down into the components, because we get lots of cosplayers and people that make their own clothes and things, and you can get some fantastic bits. So yeah, if you use one of those, you aren't going to find anyone else that's got it.
It's quite windy here, isn't it?
Very windy.
I feel that your tent might blow over.
Yeah, our tent already has blown over once today. It ended up over there, so that's why we're running around this morning trying to pick everything up and redo it. But you know, that's festivals for you. It's how it is.
I'll let you batten down the hatches.
Thanks
for speaking to us.
Lovely to speak to you. Take care. Bye. Have a good day.
So we're here at the Riverside Festival, Leicester's Source Sound on DAB and online, and I'm joined today by Puneet from Taurus Health and Fitness.
Good afternoon, guys.
Tell us all about Taurus Health and Fitness. How long have you been going? What do you do?
So we've got a shop on Narborough Road. We've been there for 18 years, and we sell health and fitness products.
And it's a very, very busy shop, isn't it?
Yes, we've had a lot of people down, you know, sports people, artists, yeah, Gascoigne.
What, Paul Gascoigne?
Paul Gascoigne's been that tourist twice.
Wowee, that's amazing. Am I right in saying you had a break-in the other day?
Yes, a dog actually ran into the shop.
Yeah.
And my dad was trying to chase it.
It was a dog?
It was a dog.
So not as sinister as it first appeared?
It was, no.
How did it break into the shop? Did it use one of those skeleton keys?
It was one of the skeleton things, broke through and ate some dog food in the back.
I didn't know you sold dog food.
Yeah, we do it now.
You do now. So it's Tourist Health and Fitness on Narva Road. Go in and pay Pete or Panita team. I just call you Pete, that's all right.
Do what
it?
You want, mate.
Yeah, you're a top guy, Panita. Thanks for talking to us.
Cheers.
Tourist Health and Fitness there on Narva Road.
Thank you.
We're here at the Riverside Festival here in Leicester at the DMU campus, and we're here at the Visit Leicester tent. And Visit Leicester are a great organisation, and they're full of chatty people who like to talk about how wonderful Leicester is. Have you got one here?
No, I'm from libraries.
You're from the libraries? Right, okay, I'm going to chase over here. Is there anybody here who can tell us all about how wonderful Leicester is and what you do?
Yeah, it's fantastic. See everything, woo!
And what does Visit Leicester do?
We're tourist information for Leicester.
And what kind of things do you tell people about?
Everything that's happening all the time.
Thank you very much, that's great, thank you. Sore Sound here at the Riverside Festival. I'm with a delightful gentleman now. What's your name and who do you work with?
I'm Matthew and I work for Leicester Libraries.
And it's so good of you to lend us a bit of your time.
No problem at all, it's a pleasure.
I mean, it sounds fairly obvious what libraries do, but I guess there's more to it than just lending out books.
Libraries are absolutely essential community hubs. They're used for so many things. So obviously books and reading is a huge part of it, but a place for people to meet and have a coffee, knit and natters. We have all sorts of groups. And as you can see, we're here today with our children's book bus, which is a really special part of our offer.
Yeah, so I would imagine the book bus goes around to children's places, does it?
Yeah, we go to festivals and events through the summer, but we have a regular 4-day a week, Monday to Thursday evening route around the city, which is, we are just a mobile lending library on that route. At festivals and events, we make appearances, we do storytelling, there'll be some storytelling here today for children and adults of all ages. We visit schools and early years settings as well, so it's quite a versatile part of the service.
And books are essential things, aren't they? I mean, in fascist dictatorships, books are always the first things to be banned or burnt, so it's very important that children are introduced to books.
It's really important that children are introduced to books and that adults are modelling the use of books. One of the beautiful things about books is nothing goes ping, nothing pops up in your face. You can really focus and get down to some quiet time, family time together, sharing a book, and there's nothing else jumping out at you trying to grab your attention.
Unless it's a pop-up book.
Well, obviously, unless it's a pop-up book, but it's still part of the book.
Thank you very much for talking to
us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Sore Sound here at the Riverside Festival, and we're at the National Space Centre tent. What's your name, please?
Lucy.
Hello, Lucy, and you've brought some rocks.
I do, yes. These are rocks from space, though, so they're pretty special.
These are genuine space rocks?
They are. They're meteorites. So they're from sort of the asteroid belt. And then they got knocked off course, and then we sort of find them on the Earth. So have you ever seen a shooting star?
Yes, many times, yeah. In films anyway.
Yeah, in films. So shooting stars are mainly made of like dust, but some of them are large enough to actually land on the ground, and that's what these are here. So we've got different ones. We've got iron meteorites, which are obviously made of iron, so they're super heavy. And then we've got stony meteorites as well. But, you know, the people love it. Holding stuff from space is pretty cool.
I've got my colleague here, Vinny. Vinny, would you tell us what you feel when you touch one of these rocks, please?
Yeah, take a look at these two, see what you feel.
Have you made absolutely sure there's no aliens in these?
They're not like eggs in those, no.
Well, the iron one is very much heavier than the rock. They're about the same size, and it's about twice as heavy.
Yes.
And they're sort of quite smooth. You'd think they'd be sort of completely smooth, having gone through
Yeah, so they've come through the atmosphere, but they do also, sort of, when they come through the atmosphere, it like burns up, creates that friction. Mm. So the thing you're holding there is like a thumbprint. It's called a chondrule. There's chondrules inside as well. They're basically little bits of rock that have all joined, fused together.
I must apologise for the rather excitable dog behind us. Must be very impressed by the collection of meteorites there.
He could be trying to chase them and trying to get them from space himself. Yes.
So are these on show at the Space Centre?
So they're not always on show. We do sort of tabletop activities, so they come out every so often. But we do have a moon rock on show and also a Martian meteorite, but it's behind bulletproof glass, so you can't touch that one.
So Vinny's been very lucky to touch your rocks today then.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Thank you so much for speaking
to us.
Thank you,
thank you.
Your little satellite.
There's the Chinese Martial Arts Society there, banging drums and doing cymbals. That was exciting, wasn't it?
It was very loud.
It was. I think my levels may have peaked. I'm not sure, but it was very loud indeed. I'd like to get an interview with these guys, but they look rather busy, don't they? And besides, they might start banging a drum as we start talking to them. Yeah, they're about to set off again. Oh, hang on, here comes the dragon.
Look. Oh, wow.
You can't see this on the radio, but there is a big red dragon about to embark on some form of walk or whatever dragons do. There we go. I'm not sure.
Do they do something?
I'd love to be able to say yes, but Source Sound Radio here at the Riverside Festival, and we've just come to this lovely stall of various artworks. It's very hard to describe on the radio, so it's probably best that we get the artist of the said works to describe it. What's your name?
My name is Bina. I'm based from Leicester, and I'm a mandala artist. So as you can see, my work is all mandala based. So I've got original drawings, which is done by fineliner pen and watercolor painting. And I've got other side of a section, which is acrylic painted and created in 3D sort of mandala. So I have mirrors, I have painting, I've painted mandala Ganesh. I've also painted peacock in mandala. I've also painted elephants, like a welcome elephant in mandala style. So that's what I do really. So I create different things in mandala sort of inspiration.
And mandala, what does it actually mean?
So mandala means circle. So it's our own journey, the journey of life, basically.
The circle of life.
Yeah, that's it, the circle of life. So you take a, you're born, then you live your life, and you die. Then you take another rebirth, you live your life, and you die. So it's a recycle, basically. Not your spirit, your body.
So a never-ending circle.
Yes, that's a never-ending circle. So you start, that's where you end, basically. But only your body, not your spirit.
Wow, and how long does it take you to do one of these lovely big disc platey things?
Depending on the intricacy of the mandala. So for example, if you talk about my hand drawing over there, which is A3 size, and that has taken me 8 hours in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, but obviously it's taken me a week, but tea break, water break, you know, in between that. But if you talk about continuous hour, then 8 hours to do that. But then the rest, depending on, because they have different layers, so you've got to do the quoting, you've got to do the layering and then design and everything. So each layer takes about 24 hours to dry.
Wow.
So you can imagine one piece probably taking 1 week to create.
Do you make a living out of this, or do you have to do something else?
I do something else as well. So
it's a side hustle.
Yes, I have to. So I do work full time. This used to be my full time, but obviously, like you said, we can't survive on it.
Right.
So this has become my second job now.
They're very beautiful.
Thank you very much. They're very vibrant. So I bring the Indian authentic vibrant colour to mandala as well. So yeah.
Can we get another perspective on this from your Jennifer? What do you think of these? They're really bright, aren't they?
They are very colourful, and you can see that they've got meaning behind them. I'm just curious, how did you get into creating this? Like, was there an inspiration behind it?
Yes.
Or
yes, so basically when I was doing my post graduation, I was looking into different motifs from Indian architect, basically the buildings and temples. So they all have like lotus, peacocks, elephant, and I always used to wonder why. You know, not my parents told me ever, but I always used to wonder why. They all of them have individual meaning to it. So while I was exploring that side, I've also explored the mandala side. So mandala is more of a meditation, you know, it's all about you, inside you, inner you, and the creating peace and calmness to it. So I kind of incorporate two different styles together, because like I said, peacock, lotus, elephant, they would have their individual meaning, as well as mandala has meaning to itself as well. So I created both of them together, and it creates the calm and peace around you.
Thank you so much for speaking
to us.
Thank you
very much. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
Thank you.